And what are they trying to do to us? We'll be back with your calls with Matthew Landman right here on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. We'll take calls with Matthew Landman this hour. Matthew, do you ever have people come up to you and say thank you for what you do for them?
Yeah, all the time. I get messages all the time, and people in person, especially EMF-sensitive people and cancer survivors and whatnot. The clothing line that I've brought to the world, Sparrow, S-P-E-R-O, it's a Latin word for hope. Check it out, sparrowprotectionclothing.com. So many people are so excited about the products that I've brought. I'm leading the industry in EMF protection clothing. And I've even got a coupon for Coast to Coast listeners. It's Coast to Coast with a 2. I'm really excited.
What's the clothing? What's it made with?
Silver. Silver and copper and steel are the metals that actually deflect harmful EMF radiation. And the silver, especially because of its antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, anti-EMF functions, and it's flexible and soft, and it's amazing. It's really a cutting-edge technology and proven. And I've got these foam bags. You can slip your phone in and seal the top, silver bags that cut off the service, and you can't get tracked or traced with all this COVID nonsense of people being traced and contact tracing and all that stuff. Or if you just want to eliminate your EMF radiation, the bags are amazing as well. But silver does the deed.
I was going to ask you, a lot of people will charge up their phones close to where they go to sleep. So they put their head down on their pillow, and the phone is probably within an arm length away. Is that pretty dangerous?
Yeah, I cannot stress enough that people need to learn about the impacts of sleeping next to your phone. Put your phone on airplane mode. Put your phone in one of my pouches and seal it up. Turn your phone off, but don't have your phone sitting next to you all night long. It's updating apps. It's doing all sorts of stuff. And what it's doing is it's emitting light that you cannot see. It's part of the electromagnetic frequency spectrum. And by emitting this light that you can't see, it tells your body and your entire endocrine hormonal system that you're in bright daylight, like it's noon or something like that. And so your body's biological clock gets reset every time it's around this phone, and there's certain hormones or even chemicals in your body, like dopamine precursors, melatonin, serotonin, all sorts of things are created and released in your body when your biological clock thinks it's the middle of the night or like 2 a.m. And if your biological clock is being consistently reset, then you start to have these issues. And not to mention, the radiation from your phone can accumulate in your body and cause other problems like tumors and what have you. A little information, empowering knowledge goes a long way when it comes to knowing about your phone and EMF radiation.
Okay, Matthew, let's take some calls for you. Let's start with Michael in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Hi, Michael. Welcome.
Oh, George, thank you for what you do. You're the bravest one out there. There's no question about it. Matthew, you two are also a very brave man. I do have a question about how the conversation has gone so far. And I have to go back to a phrase that George Norrie uses more than anybody else in the American media. Follow the money. Follow the money. Now, when Congress passed the CARES Act for $2.2 trillion, a lot of people just shuddered, thinking, boy, the amount of money, that's incredible. And yet, at the same time that Congress was doing that, the Federal Reserve announced that it would print $6 trillion, almost three times as much. Nobody batted an eye. And then, after that, they began talking openly on business programs, hinting at the fact that, well, we may need to add another $3 trillion to that. And then as I tuned into these business shows, they were having some of the most famous economists in America come on there and say, well, you know, we really don't think an additional $3 trillion is going to be enough. We think it's going to have to be a total of $12 trillion to put this economy where it should be in response to this COVID. So you've got almost six times as much going to the cronies of the Federal Reserve than to the rest of the 300 million Americans in this country. And I'm wondering why Matthew Landman doesn't have this on the top of his list of concerns.
Well, go ahead, Matthew. Tell us why.
Hi, it's great to talk to someone from Virginia. I actually grew up in Northern Virginia, Herndon. And yes, definitely following the money. A lot of the population of the world has no clue that the Federal Reserve is a big Ponzi scheme and that they go unchecked. And as you enter D.C., they're the first building. The Federal Reserve is the first building as you go over the Potomac River and enter D.C. If that's not a statement, I don't know what is, right? It's before the Capitol building. It's before the White House. It's before the U.S. Treasury Department. They run the show. And they were set up covertly on what was it, Jekyll Island, a long time ago. And they plan all of this behind the scenes. It's all one big Ponzi scheme. And the trust in the U.S. dollar is the only thing that keeps it going. I've got a master's degree in business, and I've studied economics a lot. And essentially, the bond market, it just relies on trust that the U.S. government is not going to fall to pieces and they're going to be able to pay the bill on these bonds. But eventually it's going to become this hot potato mess where when the faith in the U.S. system to print money and to continuously prop up this Ponzi scheme, once the erosion occurs and the trust isn't there, then the billionaires of the world and the countries of the world that invest in the U.S. dollar and buy these treasuries and keep this thing afloat, it's all going to fall apart right in front of us. So to answer your question why I'm not necessarily discussing the finances behind it all, I mean, I keep my eyes on all of it, especially the economy and the economics of the world. But at the end of the day, following the money is not necessarily at the top of my radar because this looks like a psychological enslavement of humanity. People are being faced with this trauma state. From a psychological perspective, we've been put into a fight or flight or freeze state. And most people are just sinking into this frozen trauma state of helplessness in this freeze state. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to react. And I don't think I'm the only one that's not necessarily digging deep into the Federal Reserve and seeing the trillions of dollars that I mean, they do this all the time. Every bailout, there's trillions of dollars being printed out. If you know about Ben Bernanke and how he actually authored the paper on creating bubbles and bursting them and bringing down economies, he was the front man for that concept at Harvard. And then he comes in and deregulates the financial market and brings in these deregulated loans and literally creates this 2008 catastrophe that eliminated the emerging middle class. We've got this Hank Paulson. He comes in and he's the scapegoat and creates these big bailouts and the biggest savings and loan in the country, Washington Mutual, literally got handed over to J.P. Morgan. Well, we know J.P. Morgan is behind the Federal Reserve and has been for the entire duration of the Federal Reserve. So these bailouts come like every decade, and this is just another one of them. And yeah, I should keep that on my radar. Thank you.
Matthew, during one of the Olympics that was held in China during the rain season, they were asked, what are you going to do when it rains? I mean, all these events are outside. Their answer was, don't worry about that. We control the weather. How many
countries? And they do.
Yeah.
And they do. And what people don't realize is a lot of people control the weather. PG&E, who was Enron, who runs the show for the electricity on the West Coast in California, PG&E, they will seed clouds on a regular basis to fill their hydro dams. Ski resorts will seed clouds when storms pass by to stack up their ski slopes with snow, you know?
Yeah.
But when a storm passes over a drought-stricken area, the people don't even think that we have the technology to make it rain, but we do, and we have. And China admits it openly. So does Dubai and a lot of other countries.
Let's go to Lady in Alaska, west of the Rockies. Hi, Lady.
Hey, George. Thanks for taking my call.
And that's you. That's what you want to be called. So I want people to know I'm not saying, hey, Lady.
Yeah, a rose by any other name is still a rose, right?
Absolutely.
Hey, George, last time we spoke, I asked for a hedge of protection through the hell of wine, and I just really want to thank God for taking us through that.
Good.
And I also want to say, for the President of the United States. It's the Lord's words. May the enemy catch themselves in their own nets. And to Cornelius, who doesn't believe in the rapture, I tell him, look at the little book of Jude where it said, when the Lord comes back, his saints will be with him. To be with him, you got to go. And another thing, my question is, what about me? I do not have a computer, will not allow it in the house, no microwaves, no TV, and I have a landline.
You'll probably live to 206. What do you think, Matthew?
What exactly is the question?
She doesn't have any of these things that you've been talking about.
That's terrific. I love that. Leading by example, that is the life of an activist. And I hope that you can show your friends and family and peers how healthy you are and how you get by without this constant bombardment of media, misinformation, disinformation, and information and propaganda, because I think there's a simpler life out there for everyone. For my company, Spero, S-P-E-R-O, we have this catchphrase, unplug to recharge. And I try to implement that as much as I can and tell people how they can do that. And I mean, ideally, people will go back in time and get themselves a landline and get rid of their smartphone and realize this disruption to our circadian rhythm and our hormones and even the intrusion of our privacies and how we're being tracked and listened to at all time with the smart tech. And a simpler way of life is really the way to go about things, especially as you honor the truth and honor your own health and learn about these things like grounding and getting this dirty electricity out of your life and all these other things. I applaud you, lady, and I hope that you also farm and are teaching the children the process of the seed and about the plants and how they grow. I encountered a young lady the other day who I was trying to show that we were going to plant the seeds from our squash because we were carving pumpkins, and she said, that's not how it works. And I said, excuse me, young lady? She says, you can't put a seed in the ground. That's not going to grow a plant. And I was dumbfounded by the lack of, well, education of the youth. But they know how to debug a smartphone and get you on the internet and manage all these apps and stuff like that. But they don't know the process of the seed, you know. And what we can do is plant those figurative seeds so that people can learn and the kids can learn about the blessings that we have right here in front of us.
Some people wake up in the morning, Matthew, and they just feel lethargic. Could that be because of this bombardment you've been talking about?
Yes. If people learn about just blue light is so simple. And as an activist, I'm learning how to not really dumb it down, but make it palpable and simple for everyone. Blue light is emitted from all of our devices. There's blue light coming off of LED lights, LED lampposts, our TVs, our phones. All of them are LED, which the LED stands for light emitting diode, and that diode is blue light. Well, the blue light that's blasting off of all of our devices, it absorbs into our eyes and our bodies, and because blue light is right next to ultraviolet on the color spectrum, our bodies think that it's sunlight. And our body's biological clock is very, very sensitive, and you're not getting good sleep if you're looking at blue light right before you go to sleep, or even if you're looking at blue light when the sun is down. Your biological clock is being told that it's noon, that it's noon, that it's noon. And by the time you wake up in the morning, your body has never gotten to 2 a.m., and it has not produced these chemicals that give you a good night's sleep, and it takes its toll slowly but surely.
Take another call here from Fran in Knoxville, Tennessee. Hi, Fran.
Hi, George. I guess I shouldn't be talking to you on my cell phone or listening to you on my iPad. But anyway, Matthew, I have a question for you. Last week I read about all the thousands of birds falling out of the sky dead, and we read about the animal mutilations across the country. Could this be caused from a military secret, like Fort Detrick in Maryland, these military bases that do experimentation and create things and then test them out on different sections of the country and animals?
Definitely. There were birds falling from the sky in Brussels.
Thousands.
And they determined it was from the 5G experimentation. And what this 5G millimeter size frequency wave, what it does is it disrupts birds and bees and all these different animals' navigational systems, and it can actually kill them in the air. The research and experimentation, yes, it's being done. It's being done on us at ground level, and we're witnessing it by these die-offs of animals and birds and insects, and we're scratching our heads like, what's going on? It's an invisible bombardment of electromagnetic frequency experimentation, and it's basically like the powers that be are slowly turning up the knob, but they don't want us to all have symptoms and say, oh, is that that? They want us to slowly become almost immune to it, you know, so that we're conditioned to be able to be around 5G. Because if you took someone from the 1800s and plopped them into the modern day, they'd be so aggravated by smart tech, smart meters, 5G, that they would see what it was and call it as it is. But yes, I do believe that there's all sorts of experimentations going on, and maybe the birds falling from the skies from the chemtrail spraying. I mean, they're mixing chemicals in our skies to figure out which one of these toxic chemicals mixing together works best to deplenish our sunlight, to dim our sun, to supposedly save us from our own carbon emissions. But at the same time, I'm sure they're killing all sorts of life on Earth and doing a bad thing. What they do is they spray these chemicals, they mix them in the sky, and they zap them with EMF radiation. The HARP antenna array and these different ground-based stations called ionospheric heaters, they heat certain portions of the atmosphere to steer jet streams, to manipulate weather patterns, to create hurricanes, to create tornadoes, to create droughts and whatnot. But it's all experimentation, and it does result in the death of animals. So I would say yes to your question.
Why do they put aluminum in vaccines, Matthew?
It's an adjuvant. It's supposed to make your body react as if it's getting invaded by a virus and create an immune response. But aluminum is toxic, and the levels of aluminum that go into vaccines cause things like SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome.
Uh-huh.
There's one thing that I was looking into about vaccines that really made me sick was the shaking baby syndrome. The shaking baby syndrome was not babysitters and moms and dads freaking out and shaking their babies until their heads got swollen. It was encephalitis caused by vaccines. And people that are literally still behind bars are being released as these studies come out showing that they didn't shake their baby to death, that this was actually a condition created by the vaccine companies to make themselves not liable for the harms that they're causing. The autism altogether, though, I feel is a diabolical, concerted effort to mix chemicals in our bodies. So we've got fluoride from the mask, fluoride from the water, and then aluminum from the vaccines, aluminum from our deodorant, and these chemicals get in our brains and whatnot, and they cause long-term problems like this rise in Alzheimer's and dementia and what have you, and what you get is a dumbed-down population that you can control.
You may be onto something, my friend. Matthew Landman with us. We're going to come back in just a moment here on Coast to Coast AM and take final phone calls. His film is called Franken Skies. He's working on a new film as well. And his websites are all linked up at coasttocoastam.com, including actualactivist.com. As for us, don't forget to pop up and grab our free YouTube channel by putting in the search bar Coast to Coast AM Official and subscribe to the free YouTube channel. Next hour, we'll talk about Hopi prophecy and UFOs, so make sure you're part of the program when we do that. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Matthew Landman with us, our final segment here. And again, his websites are all linked up at coasttocoastam.com. And tell me about this little insulating of where you put your phone in the bag. I find that fascinating, Matthew.
Yes, so I have these Sparrow phone pouches. And again, Sparrow, S-P-E-R-O, is a Latin word for hope. So the company is designed to bring hope to the future generations by mitigating their exposure to this increasing EMF radiation. So first I had these, or I still have these single-layered pouches of silver. And now I'm starting to make double-layered pouches as 5G comes out and the new iPhones and all this stuff are increasing the radiation to the point that they're actually penetrating the single-layered bags. But only the new iPhones that are 5G ready are doing this. So you slip your phone in this little Faraday cage, basically, and you seal the top, and you don't get any cell phone service. It's like going into the mountains. It's like unplugging your phone and literally turn it off. But now with these tracking devices set in because of COVID, even when your phone is off, it can still track where you're at and if you're coming in contact, contact tracing with other people that are out there in the world that are in contact with COVID and whatnot. So people that want to mitigate their EMF exposure or just have privacy are going to my website, Sperrow, S-P-E-R-O, protectionclothing.com. And then for the Your Loyal listeners, I have a coupon code just for them, Coast to Coast with a 2. And I hope that people are really excited because everyone that has gotten a beanie or a shirt or a hoodie or one of these foam pouches or even men's underwear or the maternity stuff, they're all really happy about the feeling that they're getting of having less radiation in their life. And the truth is in the fact, the truth is in the pudding. The facts are there because when you slip your phone in the silver pouch, it eliminates the phone signal. So people realize that maybe they want that tinfoil hat aspect of the silver lining beanie to mitigate their exposure and have like a Faraday cage over their head and what have you to protect them from all of this EMF fields that's coming out of their Wi-Fi routers and everything like that.
With the clothing, if you go through a security checkpoint at TSA, will that set off an alarm or can you get through?
I wore my clothing to a courthouse once, and they were shocked that it was setting off the detector, and they didn't believe me at first. But, yeah, the silver is metal, and it does impact the metal detectors, but easily explained. And I advise people, if you are going through those TSA screeners, to avoid those body scanners, because those body scanners is 5G 1-millimeter sized wave that's scanning your body and making like a blueprint of your body by bouncing these waves or actually absorbing these waves into you to see if you have like a razor blade attached to your ankle or something like that. But anybody who's listening, please opt out of that. Those are radiation devices, and it's basically like putting yourself inside of a cell phone tower. Like, you don't want to be exposed to that much radiation just to get on the plane.
Let's go to first time caller Rini in Pennsylvania. Hi, Rini. Welcome to the program.
Hi, George. Hi. I'm calling not with a question. I was calling because you had talked previously with Matthew about the origins of COVID.
Yes.
I don't know if you know that. Tucker Carlson, epidemiologist researcher named Lee Meng Yan.
Mm-hmm. We've heard of her. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. She has written papers saying that the COVID is a biological weapon of the CCP.
Well, it probably has been. I still think it got out accidentally, but I'm sure it was some kind of warfare. You know, we had been funding that Wuhan lab, God knows why. And that's another crazy thing. Matthew, had you heard that?
I have, and I fully believe that people need to break out of the frequency of fear and acknowledge that there is frequencies out there and that people can really get stuck in that disempowering frequency of fear, which increases your cortisol levels and throws everything off and actually makes you sick if you're living in fear. And live in hope and truth. And when you're there in that frequency of hope and truth, you can alkalize your body. You can learn about alkalinity and alkaline foods. You can mineralize. And when you're fully mineralized, you're not absorbing the toxins of the world, such as the chemtrail fallout or all the toxins in the food. And if you're learning about things like eating a balanced diet and eating organic and avoiding these chemicals in our environment like glyphosate, atrazine, triclosan, all of which we need to understand and research so that we can sidestep these attacks on us, you know, learn about the thin skin, pesticide residues on the Dirty Dozen, teach your children about Dirty Dozen foods, and support your local farmers and support organic farmers and learn about like how sugar depletes magnesium from your body. One molecule of sugar takes 54 molecules of magnesium to process that one molecule of sugar. So if we learn about that, learn about getting the magnesium in our body and supplementing with this, we can fight these ailments, real or not, by empowering our immune system and utilizing things like sparrow protection clothing or grounding or knowing about chelation or mineralization with shilajit mineral pitches or chelation with chlorella, spirulina, cilantro, diatomaceous earth, etc., or learning about blue light and empowering ourselves with a blue light filter on our phone and all these certain things. There's so much that we can do instead of being victims.
Let's go to Mike in Denver, Colorado. Hey there, Michael.
Hey, good morning, George. Thank you so much for taking my call this tonight. And Matt, thank you. First off, I just have to say thank you for all your work and activism. It means a lot to me as a younger person, and we really need more younger people like you that are really passionate and idealistic about these things you're talking about. And I'm just really inspired. So thank you so much. My question is on virtual reality. So as I'm sure you know, the PlayStation 5 is going to be coming out on November 12th. And a lot of speculation about the PlayStation 5 is that it's going to be based around virtual reality. And there is a lot of speculation that eventually video games will all be virtual reality. So my question is, what direction do you think virtual reality is going in the future? And do you see a day where our society is more VR-based than actual real-world-based? Thank you.
Oh, that's a great question, and thank you so much for the compliment. I think it is so important that young activists can see the light and shine that light brighter than ever to show others the path away from darkness and deception, because we are entering into a new world order, a new world where we have to create our own world and not succumb to the world that the New World Order wants to create for us. It's up to us to create the world that we want to live in. So this virtual reality shift and all of the students becoming now online and the taking away of the touch and the 6-foot social engineering, social distancing, all this stuff that's being done to the children, okay, I definitely think that it's a push towards a transhumanism agenda. You've got the sci-fi dystopian predictive programming film Demolition Man out of 1993. It shows a dystopian California that has become so advanced that people don't even have intimacy anymore, that they have a virtual reality where they can have intimacy because they don't want to touch for fear of, it seems, germs. And you look at Elon Musk and his Neuralink. This Neuralink thing is beyond
bizarre,
evil, in my opinion.
Bizarre.
It's taking away the humanity from people. And you've got people like Joe Rogan and Elon Musk teaming up together and saying, well, why would anybody want to go back to human when they've become a god? Now, sticking wires in your brain is not becoming a god. Musk is fearing people into saying that we must become AI to fight AI. And Elon Musk has this new wife, Grimes, who sold her soul publicly. And 1 year ago, she did a music video of everyone is in the satanic ritual wearing masks, predictively programming the mask world that we now live in. And they have this child, and the child's name is now Unknown Variable AI Archangel.
That's the name of the kid?
Yes, that's the name of their new child, Unknown Variable AI Archangel. And I have no doubt that this child will be the poster child for Neuralink, for transhumanism agenda, and this virtual world that people are going to be living in instead of living in person and exchanging these dirty, dirty germs that we're all now afraid of. All of a sudden, the New World Order will push us into the virtual world and will keep us inside through further lockdowns, more COVID nonsense, maybe even COVID-21 or whatever the next thing is. And maybe there will be a real COVID. Maybe it'll be in the vaccines. Maybe they will release something that actually has a significant death toll and what have you, and really scare people into staying inside and being afraid of one another. But in the end, we need to reject this to get into the real world, honor our humanity, honor our spirituality, and start to see the truth for what it is. A lot of people, when they cover their faces and they hide inside, they don't see things like the fires in Oregon, where this normalization of neighborhoods being turned into dust is happening while trees and bushes remain. There's a directed energy weapon normalization, weaponization of smart meter tech integrated on the homes with the cell towers and all this stuff. It's become normalized in Santa Rosa and then Paradise and now in Southern Oregon with this Alameda fires. And people don't. They're losing touch with their sensibilities, they're losing touch with their logic, and they're literally letting government tell them how to think, governing their mental, governmental, you know? And in the end, we need to take our power back, and power comes through knowledge and application of that knowledge to rein in the truth and to discern on our own and to literally cultivate that discernment in our gut and to identify things that insult our souls such as virtual reality as our reality, okay? It's okay, sure, get the PlayStation, play the games, but get out in the real world and have a girlfriend and have a real life or have a partner, and like, don't be so succumbed to these fears that you abandon your humanity.
Good point. Monique's with us in Sunland, California. Hi, Monique.
Hi, George. Wow, Matthew, you're a person under my own heart, or however you say the cliche. Thank you so much. I've done about 1,700 hours of research since this whole situation started, and I want to make a few mentions and ask for you to look into them and spread the word. Number one, an unclassified CIA document in 1977 specifically states that millimeter waves hurt organs and oxygen intake. Why are we using a military weapon to use our cell phones? That's number one. Number two, you probably heard about this, but even George, I would love for you to get this guest on. I spoke in July to attorney Timothy Daniel Jaffet. He has on his social media, and he did an interview that his client was George Floyd, who passed away in 2016 in Texas of a synthetic marijuana reaction. Now you might be saying, well, who is the person in Minneapolis? I'm not sure if anybody passed away. I mean, I saw a documentary and there were so many red flags. I really believe that it was meant to tear our country apart. Of course, people of color, they are targeted, but in this situation, I think that that was made to tear us apart. And then the third thing I just wanted to say, you probably heard about this, the Rockefeller 2010 paper, it talks about masks and temperature checks and biometrics and this pandemic and a lockstep, which was our lockdown, for more authoritarian leadership. It is obvious that this has been planned. So I would love for you to spread this around. I'd love for you to talk to that attorney. There's no way that he would put his legal license on the line and say this. But he said that mainstream media, they don't want to hear him.
It's a lot there, Matthew, but let's take a couple points if we can. Your thoughts.
Bless you for following the truth and for putting in the work. I hope that you're empowering and inspiring your peers, because that's all we can really do right now, is to honor the truth with integrity, to bring it to our friends and families and peers, and to meet them at their level, where they're at, and to not sound like some crazy conspiracy theorist. I'm aware of a lot of what you're talking about, and I was taking notes as you were talking. Yes, the 1977 CIA document discussing millimeter waves. The millimeter wave was created as a weapon for crowd dispersal. It was used in the Middle East to create this frequency fence, they call it.
It hurts their ears, right?
Well, the millimeter wave, it actually absorbs into the skin and it burns the skin. It's called the active denial system, the ADS. And this is how the millimeter waves were created, as a crowd dispersal system, by absorbing the millimeter wave into the skin and making it burn and making people leave this zone. Like, you can't go into a zone when this millimeter wave is being blasted. Now, of course, they have to tweak it a little bit to carry data on it, and it absorbs just below our skin. I mean, it absorbs a little deeper so that our nerves don't feel it, but it absorbs into our skin and it accumulates. Okay? This is non-ionizing radiation that accumulates in your body. Okay, there was a school of thought that non-ionizing, non-heating radiation was okay. But after Chernobyl in the mid-80s, the world scientific community learned that non-heating, non-ionizing radiation accumulates in the body and causes harm. The research is there. The research is evident. And at the end of the day, if you do all the research on 5G, it is obvious that it is bad and it should not be on your doorstep.
Exactly. Matthew, thank you. The clock's got us. We'll be back. Hopi Prophecy.